This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio. Theatre, film, TV and more. Susie Rong reviews it all on Joy Drive.
Good afternoon, Susie Rong.
Good afternoon, Warren. Remember a time when you wanted to be straight?
It's interesting, isn't it? I do remember a time when I thought I was straight.
Oh.
How's that?
How does that work?
That threw a spanner in the works, didn't it? I don't know.
That's an interesting conversation.
No, I thought I did. I mean, I remember at high school, I had her name was Narelle. And
Of course it was.
In fact, there were a few of them. There was a whole pile of them. There were three of them. And I'm talking, I had the biggest crush on these two girls. I was so excited about coming back after summer break to see this particular girl. And during the summer, she'd moved to Queensland. And on the first day of school, I was devastated. I was heartbroken. I was so excited about seeing her. And I was like, this girl's name was Julie. This was the first one. I was like, where's Julie? And they said, oh, she moved with her parents to Queensland. I was devastated, Susie. How's that?
And you thought that was more than friends?
Yeah, I was totally crushed. And then I was crushed on this girl, Narelle. But I was really nervous. And I don't think I was physically attracted, but I was really nervous about it. And this other guy, if you're listening, his name was Rodney, and I know if you're listening, you'll know who you are. He stole her. She went out with him. I got rejected, and so that was the end of it for me. No more girls. But that's not the reason I'm gay. I mean, I always was, and I was always attracted to men, but I did have two crushes on girls. I can't explain it. I just did.
And then you kind of realised that you were gay.
Yeah, I was thought, oh, that was a hard rejection. We don't want that anymore.
Did you have a period of wishing that you weren't gay?
Not really, no. No, not at all. I mean, no. Actually, to be honest, no, I didn't. I never had that period of wishing that I wasn't gay. I just, no. No.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have it any other way, to be honest with you. I couldn't stand it.
Well, that's interesting in relation to today's story, isn't it?
Yeah. What
about
you?
Because we're going into a conversion therapy. Well, I really like being an outsider sort of personality. I think it's become, you know, you've taken so much time, so many years to try to come to terms with the person that you are. And, you know, much as I do experience challenges in my life and I have overcome lots of challenges in my life, I feel like I don't know how not to be this way. I don't think I would know how to be straighty 80, 180. I don't
straighty
know.
Straighty 80, 180. I love it.
I really don't know what that's like. So I feel like I probably don't have the life skills to be that sort of person. But I obviously look around and I'm envious sometimes. I'm envious of people who, you know, who do well in their careers especially or you know, and they, you know, they look like, well, they look like life is much easier for them because life is structured for them. And then I am envious of how things kind of fall into place for other people more easily than for myself. I do have that envy, but then I wouldn't know how to live that life. Like, you know, I spent so many years trying to be my person and to be happy within my own skin. So it's a weird dichotomy. Like, I'm really happy within my own skin, but I can also see how it's easy not to live in my shoes.
I think you're right there, Susie. I think we put so much effort into overcoming the trauma and the experience and all this sort of thing and pushing back against society. And you're right, fighting those career promotions that happened to, I remember, you know, they always happen to the particular straight people. All of that. And then we put all this effort into working on ourselves. You might involve some therapy, all sorts of things. And you get to this point of acceptance. And maybe that's where I now think, I wouldn't have it any other way. I put too much effort into this. Like, No, this is the product.
Yeah, too much effort. And you know, I think with that comes pride, which is, like, I think, part of what today's show is about. You know, you have so much pride of what you've achieved. Mm. And then, you know, like I said, you just don't know how to live any other way anymore.
No, exactly.
Maybe when you're younger, you were probably more malleable. But none, you know, not when you're in your middle age. So I can't imagine what it's going to be like. But let's get to the show.
Okay, the show we are talking about, it is called They, Them, Susie. It's a movie starring Kevin Bacon. Tell us about it.
We're in the woods somewhere in America, where a group of high school teenage queers are attending a conversion therapy camp. Yes, it is 2023, and these things do still happen. In the movie They, Them, now streaming on Paramount Plus, it is clear that the horrific idea of sending young people off to get converted does make a good basis for a film in the horror or thriller genre. As the kids go through the torture of inhumane training and indoctrination that would somehow give them a heteronormative existence, a mysterious masked killer is running amok murdering bad people. Look, They, Them is not a bad movie, but is never for a moment truly scary. So fans of horror are probably going to be disappointed. The dialogue is, however, really intriguing, and the characters are mesmerizing. The rendering of a diverse range of queer identities is especially captivating. Not just gays and lesbians, but trans, non-binary, bisexual people are all included. Some are even straight presenting, believe it or not. I experienced the film more as a dramatic piece and found myself quite invested in several of the personalities. Most of the scenes are realistic and nuanced, but whenever it turns genre, They, Them starts to lose credibility and interest. I think at its core, the film is filled with great intentions, and much of it is actually done really well. It won't surprise you that the more seasoned actors outperform the fledgling ones. Kevin Bacon is as great as you'd expect. He plays a leader of the camp, but it is his creepy wife, played by Carrie Preston, most well known probably in True Blood, who really steals the show. Younger ones in the cast are green, but they're all wonderful. They're all able to introduce something very personal and very authentic, giving They, Them a sense of meaningfulness, and therefore making it ultimately a rewarding watch, and not just for rainbow audiences. Warren, I'm sure it's not the best thing you've ever seen,
no,
but it's certainly not unusual, isn't it?
But I loved True Blood. Should we talk about that? I love that. That was one of my favourite shows ever.
Do you remember her in True Blood?
I do, yes.
Yeah. I thought she was great in this movie.
Yeah, she was really, really good. Look, Susie, we are talking about They, Them. I found it very morally disturbing, not scary, and I watched it, and I sat down, and I wasn't getting into it at all, but when it got to the point of them threatening to break dogs' legs with a sledgehammer, I switched it off, and I just thought, no, this is not my movie. I'm not interested in this, whether it's horror or whatever. I don't want to see it. So, to be honest with you, I didn't like the movie at all, and I don't think that conversion therapy is something that you try and turn into a horror movie, to be honest.
I think the idea is that it is a horrific experience, but the horror stuff just didn't work at all on any level. Like, they were trying to do this thing where ultimately you kind of discover that it's about revenge. And, you know, you think that a person like you or I would be into it, but they never executed that very well. Like, you don't actually feel any excitement when the bad people get killed. So dramatically, it kind of didn't work. But I did love a lot of those scenes of the confrontation, you know, straight people and queer people kind of discussing their differences in quite an quite a aggressive way, even though they were all a little bit mild-mannered because they were meant to, they were being controlled there. But I felt like all the undercurrents were well performed, and that, you know, that the interesting things between queer people who wanted to be straight and queer people who didn't want to be straight, and that those sorts of tensions, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed seeing a new generation of queer people being very different from our generation. You know, what they consider to be gender is very different, and what they consider to be sexual preference. Mm. I don't even know you call it that way anymore, sexual orientation. This all sounds like such old language. It seems like such an archaic way of looking at things. And this is, you know, I don't think the film is about those things, but as a person from the from Gen X, I found it good to watch. Like, it's always fascinated me how these things change, how the idea that gender and sexuality could change. And, you know, maybe essentially, fundamentally, things haven't changed, that the nature of us has always been the same. But the way it manifests, the way we talk about it, clearly is very different these days.
One thing I hate, and I don't know if it just triggers me or what have you, is I hate the stereotypical camp fitness guy, you know, yelling at you to go and do the monkey bars and you can see the spit flying out of his mouth. Whenever I see that, I get turned off. I just hate that sort of thing. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a thing that reminds me of physical education. I don't know if it reminds me of, you know, the threat of having to go into the army or something like that. But whenever I see that, I say two words, F you, and I switch it off, because I just find that horrible, just awful and uncomfortable to watch. And this was a camp about, you know, it was meant to be some sort of conversion camp, but you'd think that they were training them for military combat.
Yeah, the idea that you know, if you are a gay man, you need to man up, and once you man up, you become straight. You know, I don't know if this is what real conversion camps look like, but you know, it's clearly absurd. I mean, the whole thing is absurd, as we know. Did you see the scene where this horrible sort of, this guy who was training them that you were describing, did you see the scene where he was trying to have sex?
No, I didn't see that scene. That must have been after the dog.
Yeah. It happened later. So there were some interesting bits that came later. Like, because that guy who's alpha male, you know, he himself is struggling with his sexuality and well, I shouldn't spoil it too much, but I found that there were some things that were really interesting. It's one of those movies where there are great ideas everywhere and great intentions, like I said earlier, but just kind of not executed in the best way. Maybe I kind of put it down to being too new. These ideas are too new. These ideas, sometimes when your ideas are too original, you can't kind of put them into a convenient narrative. It's very hard to put it into a form that makes sense, because the way we watch movies, it still requires a certain level of conventionality. And, and I think maybe there is discord between the story being so unconventional and it trying to achieve the conventional effects of a genre film. It's, you know, when you get yourself ready for a genre film, in this case, like a sort of a slasher movie, the journey you expect to be quite, or like normal, like ordinary, like you feel like the journey you've experienced before, but I think it probably lacks a lot of those ingredients, and then at the end you feel like it's not very satisfying.
And it certainly wasn't a horror movie. It wasn't scary at all. I mean, I love a good horror movie. I really do. Simo just sent in a message saying, Warren, didn't you ever wish that you were a straight woman when you were much younger?
Did you?
No,
I don't think you're that kind of gay.
That's funny. No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Susie, I think there's a good Christmas message, though, in this movie, and that is we see all these people coming into this camp and they're all being told that they're disgusting, you know, there's something wrong with them, their parents are going to throw them out if they don't do it, all this crap that goes on, some of us religious-based. And I know we're heading into a religious festival, and I don't want to disrespect those who do follow the religion at the time, but it is a time when I imagine a lot of us will be triggered and we will, you know, question things. And I just think it was a good message in the movie from the beginning that there's nothing wrong with any of us, and we don't need to be converted. We don't need to change. We don't need to be anything else other than ourselves. And all these people that say otherwise are talking a load of bullshit.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's the point of the movie, and, you know, obviously a very good point to make. I wish they found a better way of making that point. But I mean, it's clear that it comes from a very good place, and unfortunately it didn't quite hit the mark.
No, but that's okay. You always hit the mark, Susie, every week.
Thank you.
Yeah, on Joy Drive. Thank you so much for your contribution.
I do my best.
You do a very good job. We absolutely love it. It's a popular segment. Everyone loves it. Thank you for all the work you do every single week without fail here on Joy Drive. We really appreciate it. You have a lovely Christmas, won't you, and break.
I really love being here on a Tuesday afternoon with everybody. Such a great opportunity, such a great platform to share all these ideas. You know, sometimes, you know, most of the time, it's not really about the show. It's about what the things we say.
Oh, I love our discussions.
It's more about the discussions and what the particular show inspires us to talk about. And, you know, we, and both of us have been able to kind of go into important matters. And it's great to be able to find inspiration in people's art and talk about our lives. And I hope to continue doing this with you for many more years.
Fabulous.
Thank you. Is that intimidating?
No. I think it's a fabulous, and I'm sure a lot of people will be relieved to hear it. So we're going to take a couple of weeks off, but we'll definitely see you back in January. So are you going to give us homework now, or do you want us to wait until then?
We'll wait. No homework for the holidays, and I will see you next year.
Thanks, Susie. That is Susie Wrong.
Bye.
And, of course, the movie is called They, Them. You can catch it streaming now.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.